For anyone who has learned to play an instrument in the usual way, through lessons and scales and recitals and practice, Joe Siemens can make you feel like you've missed something. He grew up in a rural setting in the Pacific Northwest in a log cabin that his parents built. There he learned music in a way that most of us these days simply can't, through active transmission, sitting on the floor and listening to the neighbors and then eventually having a go himself. It's a sadly unique approach in our day and age when skill development, whether it's math or hockey or music, tends to be prized more than having a bit of fun together. And because of that disparity, Siemens and Ben Hunter founded the Rhapsody Project, an organization based in Seattle that intends to bring children to music. The goal, Siemens said recently, is, quote, letting kids know that they don't have to play music off a page. They can play music just by making noise with their instruments, end quote. The project then shines a light on the kinds of songs that allow children to do that, ones that are comfortable, familiar, and approachable. The point isn't to keep perfect time or to impress an audience with solos, but to exercise the spirit of the songs and to encourage participation within a distinctly American musical tradition. While this album, Take Your Time, isn't entirely derivative of the Rhapsody Project, in that it can and will stand on its own, it's nevertheless emblematic of it. Here, Hunter and Siemens present the kinds of songs that invite participation, and they give lots of indications to the various forms participation might take. A hand slapping a knee on the song Some of These Days, or a gloriously goofy kazoo on Jungle Nights in Harlem. There's a pair of bones on Mississippi Heavy Water Blues, and even just the solo call-outs on Jazz Fiddler. Whether you actually do grab something and play along, the point is made that this is not music for the stage. It's music for the living room, specifically your living room, not just theirs. The very sympathetic production across the album underscores that idea. For those of us who aren't able to be in the room with them, this disc is so inviting, so intimate, that you'll feel like you were. While the album needn't be anything more than that, if you scratch the surface a bit, you'll see that Hunter and Siemens are quite cunningly surveying the length and breadth of American music in the pre-war years, that time when most music was still largely being made at home. They've beautifully chosen songs that might easily seem a bit like strange bedfellows. Duke Ellington's Jungle Nights in Harlem is set next to a child ballad, next to Blind Willie McTell's Broke Down Engine Blues, and the Mississippi Sheik's Jazz Fiddler. The musical styles that Hunter and Siemens adopt beautifully reflect the genres that these pieces represent. The Appalachian fiddle drones on Tom Dooley, for example, contrasts with the jazz phrasing on Beaumont Rag. Though despite these kinds of differences, they bring all of the various musical ideas together to demonstrate not the contrast, but rather what they have in common, which is America, after all. It's not jazz or jug band, it's not blues or old time, it's just songs to learn, to play with, to clap along to. These are our songs to teach and learn and share, if for no other reason than this, because it's fun.